Here are some interesting alternatives for Daf Yomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which is done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Daf Yomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Daf Yomi. Different ambience, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first daf, the other one as a review daf, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you Mibein Chumot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding an ayin on the bit at the 2 dots towards the bottom of the page, 1/5 of the way up. Omar Rava. Here we have some fascinating interactions. Remember that what we've come up is that there's a number of different sources for chataot. There can be a chatat for Iker Shabbat, there can be a chatat for forgetting a Shabbat, there can be a chatat for forgetting a malacha. The question is, are these different types of aveirot that the chataot are coming for? Or are they just different ways of being mitchayev, the same chatat? Now the problem is, we know there's a different chatat for each malacha, in which case there's obviously something that's unique about a korban chatat. If you bring it on one malacha, you can't be bringing it on a different malacha any more than if you would be eating, let's say, chalev, and then you'd also eat a dam. You'd have to bring 2 completely different korbanot. But if that's the case, what would be the relationship between the korban chatat that's being brought on the chil Shabbat per se, where you remembered the malacha, you just didn't know today was Shabbat, and another act of chil Shabbat, which was defined by the malacha? Would one chatat be good enough for both? How about, and this is an even bigger stretch, how about the general chatat? Let's say you did the same 2 malachot as part of the general chatat, which you then did separately as a chait of 2 separate malachot as a specific chatat, where you knew it was Shabbat, but forgot about the malachot. Could one korban cover both types of malachot?
There's 4 violations.
4 violations, but really a chiyuv only of 3 chataot, one for the chil Shabbos,
right,
and one for the separate 2 malachot. And then you find out about it, perhaps all at one time afterwards. There was no yediyat achepin between them. Can the one chatat that's being brought on the chil Shabbat be machaper on all of the malachot? And you could see various variations of the same may be fascinating. And this is the Gemara's interest today. So Rava raises the issue by skipping a step. In other words, it would appear that Rava holds that it's definitely the same type of chatas that is coming for the chilul Shabbat as a generic term, and for the specific chatat on a malacha as a specific term. Later, the Gemara is going to question whether he should have jumped like that. But he's taking it for granted, and therefore his only question is, Omar Rava, my question is, how about if first you forgot it was Shabbat? Now, let's say you did Ketzira and Techina, okay? The shear. Each one was done on a shear of Grogeret on Shabbos. But it's a Rishigigat Shabbos. But you know that these are Malachot on Shabbos, okay? Then you went again the next Shabbos, and
but your calendar was off.
Your calendar was off. Then Chozar v'Katzar v'Tachan k'Grogeret b'Zdon Shabbat v'Shigigat Malachot. And then, without finding out that you had done anything wrong, you did the same chait, but this time you did it, knowing that today was Shabbos, and going back and doing the malachot, thinking that these malachot are mutter. So by the time you forgot that these are malachot. Then, after completing both acts, you find out about the ketzira v'tchina of the shigigat Shabbat and the zedon malachot, the first one. Okay, you didn't bring your carbon yet, and now you find out the Chazar v'nodalo alaktzira v'latchina shows the Don Shabbat v'shigigat v'lachot. Now you find out
what he did wrong first.
No, the Zidon Shabbat v'shigigat v'lachot is what he did second.
Zidon Shabbat
v'shigigat v'lachot. The first time he did it v'shigigat Shabbat. But are we okay? We found out first, second.
Right.
Okay. And then you find out on the separate chiyuv. Now the deal over there, says Rava, is that the ketzira and the techina that you were being mitchaper on, the ketzira goreret ketzira, and the techina is goreret techina. So that means the first ketzira drags along the kapara on the second ketzira, so that you don't have to bring a separate korban, because when you're bringing the korban on the Shabbos that you forgot, it's a kapora for doing ktira on the Shabbat that you forgot. When you brought that korban, you were also bringing a kapora for the tchina that you forgot, that you weren't allowed to do on, because you didn't know it was Shabbat. Okay?
Is there a kavanah for this?
No.
By itself?
That's what the chatas is for. So that...
if you had kavanah, you wouldn't be doing this problem in the first place.
So then the tchina is gorera tchina. That to me is for sure. Now later on we're going to question whether, why that should be for sure. But fine, that's for sure. Avol nodalo ala ktira shel zidon Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. Suppose he finds out on one melacha of the second group, where he knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot he wasn't allowed to do Katsira. Okay. The second Katsira will be Gorer, the first Katsira with it. Since the first Katsira is inconceivable as a separate Korban just for Katsira, because that Korban includes Katsira and Tchina, because he forgot it was Shabbos. So there's no way of isolating the forgetting it was Shabbos vis-a-vis the Katsira versus forgetting it Shabbos vis-a-vis the Tchina. So if you're going to be Mechaper on the first Ktira, then by definition you're being Mechaper on the first Ktira. In which case, that Gerira is even Gorer, the Tchina that was together with the first Ktira. So the Ktira, the second Ktira, is Gorer at the Kapora on the first Ktira done, Bishigat Shabbat, and the Tchina She'ima, because we can't separate, that is all one Kapora. But the Tchina She'kenegda, the second Tchina, cannot go back and be dragged along with the first tefina, because there never was a specific kapora on the first tefina, except the grira, and a grira will not be gorer another thing along with it, because there's nothing to connect it to. And therefore, the tefina should connect that bimkom ha'omedet. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, look, that doesn't make any sense. If the tefina of the original Shigat Shabbat is being mitchaperet because a korban is being brought for the ketzira, then by definition there is a kapora on ketzira v'tchina. So why wouldn't the tchina be gorer the tchina with it? After all, shame tchina achati. How are you going to be artificially mitchalek? This is the type of tchina which is only being mitchaper as a gerira, and therefore, where do you get that from? Either the kapora is coming on the act of tchina on the original Shabbat, that you were shergeg on the Shabbat, in which case you yourself said it would be gorer the tchina, or it isn't. But you can't say that there's a different type of tchina if you hold that a kapora is on the chilul Shabbat of ketzira v'tchina. So then how is it not gorer the second tchina? What's the problem of grira of a grira? What kind of weird technicality is that? Either this is a kapora on tchina, or it isn't a kapora on tchina. Therefore, since shame tchina akati, there's no way of artificially separating the second tchina from the first tchina.
The first tchina is mechaper als gerora, or it's mechaper
als gerora,
or it's mechaper.
I didn't even know about it
because you only did because of the Shabbos concept.
Exactly, but the Shabbos concept. Once you hold of gerira at all,
right,
then you're saying that the chatas that's coming on a Shabbos concept is coming for what you did on that Shabbos concept.
Right.
What you did was ktira and tchina.
Right.
Therefore, by definition, it's being mechaper on tchina on Shabbos.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so then why is it not being mechaper on the second tchina on Shabbos?
Okay, that's Rabbi.
That's Rabbi is saying.
Okay. But I've been saying the tchina of the first Shabbos, I don't
see why it's called grira at all?
Yeah, yeah.
For the same reason, because I really am not being mechaper on the melachot per se. I'm being mechaper on the Shabbat. However, I cannot deal with the kapar of that Shabbat as half of a chil of what I did. I was mechallel that Shabbat. Okay, how? He did ketzira v'tchina, but he doesn't even know he did tchina. So what? So what? But he's bringing that kapar, and that kapar includes tchina, but that's what we're calling grira. In other words, I do not have kavana to bring a kapara for tchina, and nonetheless, with mitgorer along with it. Ask the Gemara, wait. Are you saying that Rava is taking for granted that there is a concept of grira, and that when you bring the kapara on the ketzira, it will also be Gorer, the Ketzira, and the Tchina of the first Shabbos? I mean, we have indications that Rava doesn't hold that at all. Rava not only should be arguing Abaye on the second part, whether this so-called Gerira of a Gerira, he should be arguing across the board, because look at this, Vayitma. We find Rava and Abaye arguing about a case where a guy eats, Ochal, Shnei Zeitei Chelev Ve'elam Echad. See, a guy eats two Kizaisim of Chelev. And he didn't find out in between
Because if he had found out in between, remember the concept is that yidiyotar mechalkot. When you find out about something, then it's another shogeg when you eat the next part. You didn't find out in between. You found out afterwards, which is the way to be mitchayev. The problem is you found out separately on the first one. So nodalo alachat mehem. Now the moment that you found out on the first, you're mitchayev a korban chatas. You didn't bring the korban chatas. Now, after you were nodalo alachat mehem, you went ahead and you ate another kezayat of chelev during the time that you were not aware that you had eaten the second kezayat of chelev, right? So in other words, you have a total, this is the third, you have a total of three kezayat. There, and this is very similar to our case, because what happens over here is that when you would be mechayev the chatat on the first case, there were really two elements in that case. There was kezayat A and kezayat B. You didn't find out about kezayat B. Just as in the chilul Shabbos, there was ketzira and tchina. You didn't find out about the tchina. You didn't find out about the ketzira. Nonetheless, you're bringing that korban on that original achila, which then consisted of two zeitim that you're not aware of. You're only aware of one. You went ahead and you ate a third kezayat before you ever found out there was no yediot mitkalkot between kezayat B and kezayat C. Amar Rava, therefore says Rava, well, look, if you bring the carbon, you go ahead and actually bring the carbon on the first kezayat, then the first kezayat and the second kezayat would be mitkaprim, because they are the same ha'aloma. And you can't be mechalek between that same ha'aloma. But the third is not mitchaper because it is disconnected from the original achila by the fact that you found out in between and you deal with mitchalkot. So what's gonna drag along the achila hashlishit with the second achila? So the shlishi is ain't a mitchaper. Now how about if you bring a carbon of the third achila? The third achila was done by halama achat with the second achila. In which case, what would be mitchaper to you would be C and B. So shlishi v'sheni mitchaperim, but the first one would not be, because after all, it would be a separate yediyah over here. It wouldn't be mitchaper with you. On the other hand, if you bring a carbon on achila B, then since B was eaten together by halama achat, both with A and with C, right?
In separate circumstances.
Fine, but it was all by halama achat. I didn't know about it. Not when I ate A, and not when I ate C. I didn't know. So if I didn't know, that means that I bring one korban chatas. But since I'm bringing that korban chatas on B, and B drags along with it all of its achilas, I ate it together with A, and I ate it together with B. So then it's kapru kulam. Whereas Abaya says, I don't understand. You're bringing one korban, okay? It's on the shem achila of chelev. There was no yediyah in between the chet. So what's the deal? What do I care what you're bringing it on? You can bring it on any of these achilas. Since there was nothing to be mechalek the achilas from each other, the yediyah of the carbon is not mechalek the chet. You found out later. Well, I don't care what you found out about, any more than in our case. I don't care if you found out both the ketira and the tchina. You bring a carbon on the ketira, it'll be mechaper on the tchina. Same thing over here. You're bringing a kapor on achila A. It'll be mechaper on everything that was together with that type of chet. Now, this means that Abaya holds of grina. But Rava doesn't hold of Grira. Why in our case does Rava suddenly hold of Grira? That if you bring a carbon on the Ketira Vetchina of the original Shigigat Shabbat,
and it's good,
even if you're only bringing it on the one part of it, it's going to be Gura along with the Vetchina, and it's going to be the second Grira, and so on. But why is that?
Rava only holds that the Grira works from the Ketira to the Ketira. Not
right, but it also works on the Tchina Sheima.
Isn't that biased Kiddush?
No, that's only Tchina Shekinegda.
Right. Right,
but so Tchina She'ima is the same thing as Achila She'ima.
That's Shabbos.
But that's Chelev. It's exactly the same thing. But over here, he's not ready to say it's Tchina She'ima, so to speak. It's not Achila Shnia She'ima. So apparently, he argues on the whole idea. So why over here is he suddenly taking for granted that it's a concept of Gerira, and he's only creating a problem about what he's calling Gerira LeGerira, which Abaya argues doesn't exist as a concept. Says the Gemara, you're 100% right, you know. But that was before he heard Abaya's logic. So, Ebota the Shama me Abaya Sabra. After he heard the Svara of Grira from Abaya, he accepted it. So, I understand. So, if he accepted it, why doesn't he accept it across the board? So, why doesn't he hold that Tchina A, which was Nigrera, together with the Ketzira, should be Goreret Ima the Tchina? Because he only was sober it for Grira Ipwe. But Greira, the Greira, lately, that much he didn't hold of a bite. Now, he still, however, has made a leap that we never even discussed. And that leap is, who is to say that a Korban Chatas that is being brought on Shigigat Shabbat can be Mechaper at all for the type of thing which is Shigigat Melacha? One, after all, is a kapora for the lack of responsibility of knowing that it's Shabbos. The other is a kapora. Remember, we said, what were you shogging in? That was as far as we said. Well, what were you shogging in? Oh, if you're shogging in the Shabbat, so that was one shogging. If you're shogging in Melachot, so that's the number of Melachot shogging. But by the same token, if you're telling me that the responsibility is for my Shigoga, then why isn't the kapora for the Shigoga? And if the kapora is for the Shigoga, how could I be mitchaper on a carbon that I'm bringing for the Shigoga of a malacha by a carbon that I'm bringing for the Shigoga of the Shabbos? It's not the same thing. So isn't that the first step that we need to define? Says the Gemara, indeed, milta de pshita le labai of Rava. That which was being taken absolutely for granted here for both Rava and Abaye, that there certainly cannot be a concept of a different type of chatas, even though there may be a concept of a different type of catalyst for a chatas, and therefore a different way of counting the number of the chiyuvim of the chatas, which we're derived from the pasuk. We're just applying the svara of akashi, hena, hena shiachas, but the idea is basically the same. You should know that that is milta de pshita le. Was Biboyle the Rebbe Zeir. The very initial question was first actually raised to or by, we'll see, Rebbe Zeir. The boy Rebbe Zeir and Rebbe Asi, or some say, boy, I mean, Rebbe Yirmiyah and Rebbe Zeir. Either Rebbe Zeir himself raised the issue, or Rebbe Zeir had to respond to the issue as Rebbe Yirmiyah raised it. What would be the din if you did Ketzira, or Tchina, here it means or, of a Chatzi Gro Geret, B'shigigat Shabbat v'zedon Melachot. Now, a chatzi groger is a chatzi shiur, right? And that it's therefore not enough to be mechayev you itself. And then you went ahead and you did the same thing, either the ktira or the tchina, of another chatzi groger, but this time it wasn't because you had forgotten that it was Shabbat. This time you knew it was Shabbat, but you forgot that ktira is also, or tchina is also. So now the question would be, can they be mitzaref? Because it's different types of shigagot. So maybe they shouldn't be mitzaref. Omar le, and the response was, again, it depends who was responding. Either Rebbe Zeir was responding, or he raised the question, Rebbe Asi was responding. But Omar le, well, look, if they're chalukin lechata'ot, then they can't be mitzaref. If, basically, they are a different type of chatas. So in other words, let's say you would have a separate shear. Let's say you would have had a kezayit, and you would have had a kezayit. You wouldn't have been mitchaper one on the other, but therefore they cannot be mitzaref. Now that means that he holds that it's actually different types of karbanot. Since the karban itself would have been different if there had been a separate shear, therefore you cannot be mitzaref a chati shear of one type of catalyst for a chatat, with another katishir for another type of catalyst of chatat, by saying this for, well, ultimately it's the same thing, because after all, when I bring the korban chatas, I'm bringing a korban chatas on shigigat Shabbat, but what did I do wrong? Ksira. Or tchina. Remember, over here means or. In the first case, it means and, because over there it was all, there were four separate issues. Here we don't need to raise that question, so here it's or. Okay, now that means that here the view is exactly the opposite. Actually, separate chata'ot, where one cannot be inclusive of the other, is also, makes it impossible to be mitzaref the sin. You never did a shir, therefore, of the same chit. As the Gemara, wait. Is that, by the way, is that so poshet? Where you have kalecha the chalukin le chata'ot lo mitzarefe, wherever the chatat would not be able to be mechaper one on the other. Therefore, the catalyst for the chatat also cannot be mitzaref. Is that true? I mean, how about the Mishnah? That's not. Somebody eats chelev, and then again he eats chelev, and this is all done with one ha'alim. So that means there's separate achilas, and then it's 2 days between them. So certainly not a din of tziruf, and you find out behelam echad. You be chayav only one korban. Now, if you ate, however, chela v'dam v'notar v'pigul, even though it was all b'chela menat, of course you'd be chayav al kol achat v'achat, as long as you ate the kezayit of each one. Each one is a separate chain. Fine. That seems to be trivial. Now, how about the other way around? Continues the Mishnah, zu chomer b'minim harbei b'minim achat. This idea of being mechuyev on each one separately is more chomer when you eat separate things than if you eat one thing. However, on the other hand, being mitzarev things, the following is chomer b'min achad b'min yamar ben. When it comes to being mitzarev, it's more chomer if you're eating the same type of thing than eating different things, obviously. In other words, if you ate a chatzizayit, and now you eat another chatzizayit b'toch kedei achilas pras, but the first one was a chalev and the second one was a dam, right? So if it was a min echad, then you would be chayev, because min echad is mitztaref. But if it's shnei minim, one is chaylev, one is dam, so then obviously it can't be mitztaref, because you didn't need it, because I had shalein. We don't have a concept called a generic chi of chattas, which is b'chayev you akar b'chattas, since b'sach hakol you ate a kezayet of isur. There's no such idea. Either you ate a kezayet, which is a b'chayev you, or you're not. Now, we asked on that mission, Ravi Namba, I understand. There's a chiddush in telling me that if somebody is mitzarev chatzisayit, the chdei achilas pras with another chatzisayit, that's mitzarev. I mean, this I need a mishnah for to tell me here. There's a rule of kolatara kula, and Reish Lakish there quoted Bar Tutani to explain. You know what? There's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that one chatzisayit was broiled, and the other chatzisayit was baked. So who cares? Because since kegon shachalot b'shnei tamchui, you ate it in two completely different types of dishes, and it's going on libet Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua holds that different tamchuyim are mechalek the chiyuvim. In other words, in the same way that we said our classic example, gufot are mechalek. So in other words, a man did exactly the same chait. So let's say he sleeps with a nida with two different women. It's not the same fate, because the object is different. Here too, says Rabbi Yoshua, a case of broiled chalef and baked chalef is two different gufim. See, even though it's the same fate, that is enough to be machalik. Now, let's understand. What's the implication? That the chiddush is that even though a chatzisayit was broiled and a chatzisayit was baked, the big chiddush is that it's still mitzarev. Uh-oh. When it would come to bringing the chatas, it wouldn't be mitzarif. You would need a separate chatas for each one. And yet, when it comes to be mitzarif this year, it is mitzarif. You just said that if you have to bring a separate korban, then you can't be mitzarif this year. Now, here we see that that's not true. So, make up your mind. If it's going to leave Rabbi Yoshua, well, it's tapchina mechalkin. And we continued over there to explain ma'od etema. I would have thought that when Rabbi Yeshua made that statement, it was bein lekula, bein lechorma. Not only to be b'chayev mishtei chataot in the event that I ate two from two full kezeisim from two different pots, I would have thought even lekula, that it cannot be mitzarif in the case of I eat a chatzisayit and a chatzisayit. Therefore, kamashma, the tremendous chiddush, that even I leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, if you ate a chatzisayit and then betoch shir kedei achilas pras you eat another chatzisayit, the halach is that it is mitzarif. And that he never said it lekula, not because it's a suffix, but because it takes less to be mitzarev something than it does to be mechayev, a separate korbanot. Okay. So therefore, he never said it lekula. It would still be mitzarev. Now, says the Gemara, now here we go, because over here, it doesn't matter that I would have to bring two separate korbanot if I ate a full kezayit of each one, not libra of Yoshua, and nonetheless it's mitzarev. And you just told me that since if I ate if I was mechal Shabbos by doing a full shiur of this type of Malacha, I would be mechuyev first for Shiriyat Shabbat separately from the Zidon Shabbat that she got Malachot, and one is not kol of the other, then by definition it would not be mitzarif one with the other. That's what she said. Well, here we see that that is simply not the case. So he answered, well, that's because you have a misreading of the entire sugya over there in Kritut. So you were learning, Omarle Mar Aresha Matnila. Vekashale, you were reading this whole description of what Reish Lakish said on the first case, where Omer Reish Lakish, Vishum Bar Tutni, the Chiddush is, and it's mitzarif when you eat it b'shtei tavchuyim. Well, no wonder you have a problem. But Anan misefa matnina. However, we were learning it that the whole discussion was not said on that part. It was said on the last part, and therefore is no problem. It was going on the other part of the Mishnah. You asked, isn't it trivial to say that two things would be mitzarif? And you answered, rather, that the same mean is mitzarif. And you answered, well, it's really two meaning, so to speak, because Rabbi Yoshua. So then you have a problem, because then you're saying that something is not mitzarif for the Chiyav Chatas, but is not mitzarif, that is to say, within the same kapor of a chatas, but is mitzarif to the Chayav Yuva Chatas. So you got a problem. However, we learned that the statement of Reish Lakish Rishon Bar Tutzni was referring to exactly the opposite question. According to us, the question went like this. Mishnei minim patur. Now, isn't that obvious? That if you eat a chatzis eyes of dam and a chatzis eyes of chalev, it can't be mitzarif? What is that supposed to mean? Of course it's not mitzarif. Tzrichala meimar. And it was on that that Reish Lakish said, well, when it says two minim, what do you think? That it's referring to chalev and dam. It's referring to baked chalev and broiled chalev. That's two meaning. And what it's telling me is that it's not mitzarif for chatzizayat of one or the other, or leave it to Rabbi Yoshua, because indeed, since it takes separate karbanot, therefore it requires the same precise mean in order to be mitzarif, which is completely consistent to what we just said. Either it's the same carbon in the kapora, or it will not be mitzarif to be one carbon in the shira of the kezayit. And that fits perfectly. So according to us, Reish Lakish quoted Bar Tutni to say, no. Doesn't mean two different types of averas. You know why we're calling it shnei minim? Because you ate one broiled and you ate one baked, and it's going to leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, or some cleaner machalkin, and therefore you would have thought, Vakabashlan, the Amr, Rabbi Yeshua, Bein Lakula, Bein Lakuma. You might have thought that Rabbi Yeshua was only saying it requires separate karbanot chatat, but nonetheless it would be enough to be mitzarefidim. No, Kamashkalan, it's across the board. If something requires a separate karban, then it is not considered to be the same mean in order to be mitzaref. Everything works out. Okay, everything works out except for the following. If the Seifa, when you say the min echad, the shnei tam kuyin, it doesn't really mean shnei minim, it means say min, it's just two different types of preparations. So then when the Reisha said that it's a min echad, okay, then the Chiddush would have to be that it's all tam kuyin echad. So now tell me what the Chiddush is. Now I'm asking you the question that you said which shouldn't have been asked. Why wouldn't it have been asked? Isn't that trivial? I need to know. Now you can't say the teretz you just said before that it's going to like Rabbi Yoshua, because it would be not true on even Rabbi Yoshua. So now, basically, the first part here is completely trivial. Two things prepared the same way, chatzizayit v'chatzizayit, betov shir k'deachvias pras, is mitzarev to bring a carbon. Thank you very much. Find a kindergarten child that doesn't know that. I don't understand why we're saying this in the Mishnah as part of this fantastic contrast between shvei binim and minachat. So the way you originally explained it, I understood the Chiddush was only with Rabbi Yeshua. Now you're saying, no, Chas v'Shalom, Rabbi Yeshua never would have said that. So Tzricha l'meimah. Amar Ravuna, well, you're right. However, you're missing one point. Hacham amayah skin, what we're talking over here is that between the akhila of the Shnei Chatzi Shiur, you found out that you had eaten the first one. So, oh my God. That was chalev, boy. Thank God I didn't eat a kezayit. And then you pick up the next chatzizayit, and you eat the next chatzizayit, and that's a different piece of meat. Oh, it's a good thing. And then you find out that the whole thing was chalev. So now the shaila is it mitzarif? Because you found out in between. So can you be mitzarif to chatzizayit? Normally if you find out in between, it's not called elam echad. But in this case, when you found out in between, it was only on a chatzizayit. Therefore, it wouldn't have been mechayev you a carbon chatas. Maybe for all intents and purposes, that's not called a yediyah to be mechayev, because it's not a yediyah on the whole shiur. And indeed, that is the chiddush. You found out in between, it's going according to Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel holds ein yediyah l'chatzi shiur. And therefore, you never found out for all intents and purposes. And that precisely is the chiddush of being mitzarif something which is of the same type, a chatzishir and a chatzishir, and what's the chiddush? There was a yediyah ben atayim, and nonetheless, it's mitzarif. Perfect. Okay, so now let us continue. Itma, achal shnei zeite chelef ve'alei mechad, v'nodalo al rishon, v'chazar v'nodalo al hasheni. Now, the question is like this. There was no yediyah in between. There was yediyah, but in separate stages afterwards. Now the question is, the moment that I find out, is that a chayev me right now, carbon A? Now I find out about the second Akilah, which had all been Delamech, but it was two Zeiti, two full Zeiti. And so let's say Monday I ate one kezayit of this chalef soup, and Friday I ate another kezayit of the chalef soup. I never knew it was chalef soup until a month later. And then I find out that the chalef soup, Monday, was chalef. I said, oh my God, I'm going to have to bring a korban chatas. Then, 3 days later, I find out, oh, heck, the Friday pot was also chalef soup. Now, do I need to bring two korban chatas? Or do I say, since I ate it all by Elamecha, so it's all the same korban for all intents and purposes. It can't be mechayev me two separate chatas just because I found out about it. Had I actually brought the korban, I understand. But I didn't bring the korban. So what's the deal? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, well, look, you found out, you were chayev at that point. When you found out separately, now you have to bring two korbanot. Chayev shtayim. Reish Lakish Shamayim. Each one was a shir. Reish Lakish Shamayim and chayev alachat. Why is this? Says Rabbi Yochanan, look, take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, oh, hoda elav, alav, elav, sorry. Oh, hoda elav, chatato asher chata, vehevi, korbanot, etc., etc., okay, so whatever chait was no dalod, he has to bring his korban chatas on. Therefore, the moment that he finds out about did he find out about chatato asher chata? Yes. So that's what he's chayav on. Each thing. Reish Lakish Omer, you're not reading the pasuk very well, because after all, the next pasuk says that v'chiper alav hakohen mechatato. Mechatato. V'nislachlo means even on only part of his chait, nonetheless, v'nislachlo, which means that if he would have brought that korban on mechatato, he only found out about half of it. It was already nislachlo on the whole thing. You see the relationship of this to the sugya of gerira. The Gemara is getting into all the different elements of the interrelationship of the tziruf, of the chiyuv, of the different types of chiyuv, and on the idea, whether it's between, whether it's after. We're going to see more, even in a minute, more subtle distinctions. So that means you do not need a separate korban in each one. But Reish Lakish, I mean, there is the other pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan, isn't it? I mean, Aktiv al katato ve'evi. Yes, says Reish Lakish. That would be if you already brought the korban. That's liachar kapara. Let's say you find out after. You not only find out about the korban, you bring the korban. Now you find out you did something else, okay? Then you can't retroactively use that korban, the first korban, to be mechaper on something you found out only afterwards. But I'm talking about you didn't bring the korban yet. Isn't that what we're talking about? So there's two different elements. One pasuk pretends to be mityaches to the specific chait. The other pasuk says, well, it doesn't matter, even part of the chait. So obviously we're faced with what appears to be a contradiction. We've got to use our brains to say one pasuk is referring to a case where you find out in stages, and that's fine, even mechatato. The other pasuk is referring to where you actually brought the karma. And over there, it's whatever you brought it on, that's the only thing that's going to be mitkaper. Okay, Reish Lakish. Now we understand. But how about Rabbi Yochanan? What does he do with the pasuk? Mechatato v'nislachlo. Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan, that pasuk has taught us a very important thing. And here is what it's coming to tell us. I got a really big chiddush. A guy eats 1.5 kezeitim. Now, the half a zayat that he ate, along with the first zayat, it's not really choshev to be mechayev v'chatas on its own, okay? But he finds out on the first kezayat, before he finds out on the second 0.5 kezayit, okay? So it was no dalo ala kezayit. He finds out that he ate the kezayit, but he doesn't realize that that next little nibble from the other pot was also chalev. It's another, it's like chatzi zayit. It's another chatzi zayit, which gives him one full kezayit within the same haloma. So I would say, oh, aha. So that means when he finds out about the first kezayit, he is chayev korban A. When he finds out about the second chatzi zayit plus the other chatzi zayit, which he ate be'elamecha, which was also obviously eaten b'shur of the akhila, so now he should be chayev a separate chatas. In this case, but only in this case, does the Torah say, well, mechatas, after all, one kezayit is chashev. When it drags along another little piece of chatzi zayit, no! That's okay, because that katzizayit is not important enough to stand on its own. So it is mechatato. There I agree to Reish Lakish. And in that case, you would not be mechayev him a separate korban for the second katzizayit with the middle, so to speak, katzizayit. So ma'od etem le'tzarfa kamash malam. Says Ravina Torvashi, this is not very clear in my thought, because there's two possibilities. I don't know what Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about. Are they arguing about just finding out, or are they arguing about finding out together with an act of hafrasha of the chatat, as opposed to the actual bringing of the chatat? Because there's lamaisa, there's three stages. There's the discovery, there's the hafrasha, and I would think that perhaps the hafrasha is unique to what it was I discovered I had done. And then Rabbi Yochanan is saying, well, you're already mafresh, it's too late when you find out more to add to this carbon what's going to be brought later. And then there's the third stage, the actual bringing of the carbon. Now, it isn't clear to me that they're arguing a case of ityad lekodem hafrasha pligi, in which case there are, would be arguing the following. So Rabbi Yochanan, oh, look, the very fact that you found out, boom, that's b'chayv you the carbon. The moment you're b'chayv in that carbon, you can't add an additional kapara to that carbon. It's already mechuyav on its own. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no! I mean, what makes it on its own until you do the actual act of hafrasha? I hereby do dub thee the chatat that is being brought for the idea that I have. Now you can't come along and say, whoops, wait a minute, I just got another idea. I'm throwing idea two onto the idea number one. That might be the machloket. But, I mean, if it was la'achar hafrasha already, then Reish Lakish would say, well, of course I agree. If you already had the actual animal and you said, I dub the chatat, so then you can't, I agree, you can't add to that. So there might be Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, that you'd be chayev shtayim. Or, actually, are we talking about that you did the hafrasha, you just didn't do the hakrova? So if the tiyada le'achar hafrasha pligi, and the machlokas is, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, well, even though yediot are not mechalkot, but hafrashot are mechalkot, and Reish Lakish says, nah, even if you, there's no such thing as dubbing thee the chatat. It's only the kapara that defines things. You know, the kaparot are mechalkot. Avokodem hafrasha. Modelei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish deino chayev al achat. But maybe, if it was before we did the hafrasha even, so there Rabbi Yochanan would be moded that, nah, yediot alone doesn't mean anything. There, I agree with you, you can add another yediyah, because I didn't even set out separately the karma. Or, you know, or maybe there's a third possibility. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue across the board. Bein bezo machloken, and neither would be moded to the other in any case, whether you found out, whether you were mafresh, and nobody is moded to the other. On my lane, Jay says, well, I mean, it's true that given just the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it isn't well explained, but if you look at our continued discussion of the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where we ask each one of them, so to speak, I mean, the Gemara is speaking for them, obviously, but when we discuss, well, what would Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's pasuk? What would Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? I mean, guys, if there was a case where Rabbi Yochanan would be moted to Reish Lakish, or a case where Reish Lakish would be moted to Rabbi Yochanan, then why the heck would we have had a question? Each one would have simply said, okay, well, that's talking about the case where I would be Maida. That's talking about Lach HaFrosh, or that's talking about Lach HaKapar, or whatever, okay? But neither of them makes the suggestion that, oh, well, that's the case I would be Maida. Instead, they come up with this crazy, you know, well, it's talking about Yedek Hazayas and a half, plus another Hatzizayas after. Well, that's a crazy case. Just come up with a simple solution. Nah, this is the case where I would be Maida to Reish Lakish. And the same thing, Reish Lakish could have come up with a simple case. This is the case where I'll be murdered by Rabbi Yochanan. So, look, if you look at that, then you obviously have to come to the conclusion that they never would agree with each other. Okay? So they argue across the board. Because it's Mistapra, Bein Bezu, Machloket. They're obviously arguing across the board. Because Isaac, the Kodama Frosha, Pliya. Let's take one possibility. For instance, let's say they're arguing only before you do the actual Afrosha. But Liachar Afrosha, Reish Lakish would be made it to Rabbi Yochanan that you'd be Chayev on Shtayim. Okay? So why in the world did the Gemara have to say that the Pasuk would be talking about after already you brought the Kapara? They could have said it's talking about after Hafrasha. But it doesn't say that. And let's say that the Machlokas was Achar Hafrasha. But if it was before he even did the Hafrasha, Rabbi Yochanan could have been moded to Reish Lakish, Eino Chayev al Achat. So can you tell me why he comes up with this weird case? The Gemara explains, well, what would Rabbi Yochanan do with the Pasuk? He'll say, Mei Chatato is covering a case where first Yehid a Kazayat Vemechza, and then Yehid another Chatzizayat. I mean, just say straight out, simple as can be. Look, Makodam Afrasha. And that case I moted to Reish Lakish, and what are you asking me about the problem with the Pasuk? It's obvious to any 2-year-old what the Pasuk is referring to. Remember, there's different cases. Lach Afrasha, Kodam Afrasha, Lach Kapora, Kodam Kapora. I mean, there's plenty of room here. There's lots of leeway to understand the Pasuk. Since we don't think we have any leeway in the Gemara, then the Gemara has to go to the extremes obviously, the Gemara must have known that the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, left us no leeway to find a case where one is motive to the other. So apparently they argue in on all cases. Says the Gemara, well, I don't think that proves anything. Perhaps the discussion in the Gemara is, without knowing that, it's just saying, what if? In other words, don't forget this. Maybe the Gemara itself wasn't sure about the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. And all the Gemara was doing was basically an imtim tzalomar, if you're going to say. In other words, imtim tzalomar, if you want to claim that they're arguing kodem hafrasha, okay? So then what would Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk? So Rabbi Yochanan echemukal alakra. Well, even then there wouldn't be a problem, because I could still come up with a solution, namely, gezayet umechza, etc., etc., okay? What about the other way? What about imtim tzalomar la'akra hafrasha pligin? And then we couldn't find a simple solution to be made la'akra hafrasha. So then what would Reish Lakish do with the pasuk? Well, Reish Lakish would say that obviously once you actually bring the korban chatas, then it has to be chatato and not me chatato. That's all we're saying. You can't prove that the Gemara knows what the machloket is when the Gemara wants to always address the worst case scenario, which is called an imtim tzalomar. In other words, if you will be able to show me that such and such is true, would you have a way of explaining this pasuk? Yes, we would. How about if you could show me that the opposite is true? Would you have a way of explaining this? Then I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. Yes, we could always say this. That's all it means. In truth, there may be a much simpler solution, but the Gemara can't prove that solution, so it gives you the worst case solution. I still say that I don't know 100% what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. I'm not sure whether they're going to go all the way and argue even Lachra Frosha or not. Over there, you don't have to bring separate kaparot. The original ketzira is gereret ketzira, the tchina is gereret tchina. But nodala la ketzira, the second type of zdon shabbat v'shigigat melachot, the ketzira is indeed gereret ketzira, and even the tchina sheyima. But the tchina shekenegda bimkoma omedet. Rabbi Yomar, how can you do that? I mean, either it was makapra and tchina not. So tchina of the first type is goreret tchina of the second type of shigat malakha. Because look, it's all one tchina, man. Shem tchina akati. Wait. Bita rava grira at all. I mean, ait ma'aka shnei zete chela velameka. Which was is but the shlishi, which is not the shema alama, ain't on mitchaprim. Hevi korban al shlishi, the shlishi v'sheni are mitchaprim, but the rishon is not mitchaprim. Hevi korban al emtzai, only then are mitchapru kulam. Abaye says, what's the difference? Afilo hevi korban al kadmiyim, mitchapru kulam. Yes, but that now he heard it, so now he accepted it. So bought the German man by a sabra. Well, if he accepted it, so then why does he accept it all the way? See, Yachi Trina Nami Tigarella Trina. That's because Grira he played. But a Grira, the Grira, let play. Now, Milta the Pshita Lula by Everova was a question, I'll leave it to Rabbi Zera. The boy Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Zera, some say it was actually boy Mirmiyam Rabbi Zera. How about if Katzav Tachan Katzig Rogerd b'shigat Shabbat Zidon Malachot? Because Arvi Katzav Tachan Katzig Rogerd b'zidon Shabbat b'shigat Malachot, Maosh Yitztarfu, and Amalei, well, since they would be Chaluk L'Chataot if it was a full Kezayin, therefore they can't be Mitztarev to make one Chatas. So apparently one is not included the other. Wait a minute. Kol eichad echalukin lechatot, they can't be mitzdarif to catalyze the chatot. Vatznan ochal chelev v'chelev v'lem echad, eno chayav ela achat. Chelev edam v'notaru pigul v'lem echad, chayav al kol echad v'achat, and zo chomer b'minim ar b'minim echad. But the following is chomer b'minim ar 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 Here you would be mitzaref and bichayev, but b'shnei minim pot. Now we asked over there, what do you mean mimina chad chayav? Obviously, tzricha l'meima. And over there, Reish Lakish explained mishum bar tzutni. Now it's talking about that you ate it b'shnei tamchuyin, and even so, since it's all one thing, it's mitzaref. And what's the chiddush in that? Because it's going to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says tamchuyin or mechalkin. So obviously, ma'od etayim om Rabbi Yeshua bein lekula bein. And it shouldn't even be mitzaref to be mechayev you. Gamash v'lan that it is mitzaref to be mechayev you. It's just not mitzaref to pater you with the same chatz. So lekula lo amar, but lekula ka'amar. Now, if that's the case, we got a problem, because if you're ready to say it's chalukin lechata'od, and nonetheless, it's mitzaref to be mechayev the chatat, so how did you just say that that could never happen? Mar, well, it's because you have the whole thing confused and backwards. Mar aresha matnile, which is why you got a problem. Anan a sefer matnile, and therefore we don't have a problem. Here's the way it runs according to us. It says over here in the Mishnah, minim potter, and we ask, come on, isn't that obvious? And to us, Reish Lakish was referring to that when he was quoting Bar Tutani as saying when it says Shnei Minim, it doesn't mean Shnei Minim. It means Mina Chad. I correlate Shnei Minim because it's one is baked and one is broiled, and it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yoshua, who holds Tavchuyin HaMechakin. And the Chiddush is that indeed Rabbi Yoshua was saying Bein Lekula to be Mitztarif to one Chatas, or Bein Lekula to be Mitkaper with one Chatas. It can't work. Now that makes perfectly good sense. But wait, says the Gemara. Once you're willing to explain minim shonim as being different tamchuyim, then when you're saying that it would be minachad, it has to be literally minachad, right? So if the same is minachad v'shnei tamchuyim, so then that means when the Reish says minachad, it means minachad and tamchuyachad. So then what's the Chiddush? Minachad v'tamchuyachad, I need a Mishnah to tell me that it's mitzaref v'chayach v'as pratz? On Ravuna, yes. But it's because it's talking about, oh, my skinny goat, should I tell you yediyah v'natayim? Oh, but if it had yediyah, why is it mitzaref? Because it's going to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua holds a yediyah of a chatzi shiur is meaningless. Itzma. Ocha shnei zetei chelev v'lamachad v'noda lo al rishon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Chayev shtayim, Reish Lakish ben Chayev lachat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Chayev, because the Torah says al chatato vevi. So that's a specific case. Whatever you're bringing it on, Reish Lakish says no. Your potik is the next potik says mei chatato, which means even on a miktas chatas v'nislach lo on the whole thing. But Reish Lakish does it not say al chatato vevi? Yeah, sure it does. That's only after you brought the carbon already. You can add to it. And the Rabbi Yochanan, does it not say mechatato v'nisachlo? Yes. But that's referring to a case, and then you had a yediyah only on the first gezayit, okay? You eat now another chatzi zayit, be'alamo shel hasheni. So over there, you might think I could be mitztarev the chatzi zayit of the first part with the chatzi zayit of the new. No. Kamash Malan, that you cannot. Because since it's only a chatzi zayit, mechatato v'nislach. I don't even know what the machlokas is. Is it talking about the yadalei kodem afreshah plige? And the machlokas is marsover yediot alone or mechalkot. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, only actual afreshot mechalkot. But if we're bilacha afreshah, Reish Lakish would also be mother to Rabbi Yochum that it's machalik and your kayev shtayin. Or maybe just the opposite. Maybe it's talking about the yadalei liacha afreshah plige. The machlokas being marsover, according to Rabbi Yochum, just afreshah. Is a mechalik, and the other man the armor holds no, only the kapor is mechalik. But maybe kodem afreshah Rabbi Yochanan may be moda to Reish Lakish de'eno chayav el achat. Or there's a third possibility, which is that bein bezu bachloket. Amalei, well, it's mistavra beimizu beimizu machloket because he's hakadait to kadam afrosha pleading. Avala akra afrosha modin leirish lakshur Rabbi Yochanan that you would be chayev shtayim. Why would he have to say that the pasuk is talking about leakra kapara? He could have said that the pasuk is talking about leakra afrosha. And on the other hand, if they're arguing achar afrasha, but kodem afrasha Rabbi Yochanan is bonded to Rish Lakish, then chayev alachat, why would he have to explain himself, or the Gemara would have to explain him for him, that it's talking about this weird case of a guy who ate a kezayit of mechza, and then another chatz is saying, you just say, look, the kodem afrasha. Well, I mean, what does that prove? Maybe the Gemara itself isn't sure. Maybe the Gemara doesn't know what the machloket is any more than I know. And it's just taking the worst case scenario with them and it's telling you an intim tzolom. In other words, if you're going to tell me the worst case scenario, which is intim tzolom kodem hafrasha poli gebar Rabbi Yochanan. So it would have to be Pegizayat Omerza. And on the other end of Tim Salom, Leachar Afrosha Pligit, so then Rish Lakish Hechim Mukalakra, Leachar Kapara.
Over once again what we did yesterday at the end. Omar Rav Kotza Vatochan Kikogeretz Vashiga Shabbos Vizona Melochas Vachos Vakitza Vatochan Kikogeretz Vizona Shabbos Vashigas Melochas Vanoda Law Akshir Vatchina Shoshiga Shabbos Vizona Melochas Vachos Vanoda Law Akshir Vial Tchina Shazona Shabbos Vashigas Melochas Ksira Gereretz Ksira Tchina Gereretz Tchina. So that in a case where somebody had done two melochas, but he did these two melochas two separate ways. Once he forgot it was Shabbos and did these two melochas, and then afterwards he remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot that these were Asaras melochas. He did the same two melochas. Says Rav, if you find out about the two melochas that were done b'shigiyas Shabbos, so then you have one carbon that's mechaper on both of those melochas, and the carbon is not mityaches to what you forgot. The carbon is a mityaches to what you did. What you did was the Chilul Shabbos with Ketira Tchina. So if you're being mechaper on Ketira Vetchina, then you're automatically going to be mechaper on any other Ketiros Vetchinos that need Kapora on. Masha Enkin in the other direction. Ava. Nodalo. Al Ketira Shel Zodon Shabbos Vashigas Melochos. But suppose you just found out about the second Ketira. The second Ketira was Mukhuyev Korban just for Ketira. Even if you don't know about Tchina yet. So now if you would bring a Chatas, what would that Chatas be Mechaper on? It would be Mechaper on Ketzira, not on Tchina. Because it's a Chatas, it's Miyuchid for having done the Melocha of Ketzira, not for having done Stam Chilul Shabbos through Ketzira and Tchina. So then, Ketzira, Goreres Ketzira, Utchina She'ima. What happens then is that the original Ketzira that had been done because of the Shigiga Shabbos is mechupar with the carbon that's brought miyuchid for Chilul Shabbos with Ketzira, the second one. Even though the second one was for the Malach of Ketzira specifically, but that Malach of Ketzira was done with the first one too. The problem is that once you're mechaper on the Ketzira of the original Maisa, so then automatically you were mechaper on the other one because there's only one carbon for both of those Maisa. So if the carbon is being brought already for that Shigiga Shabbos, which was Gorim, Tchina, and Ketzira, and I have to bring a carbon for that Ketzira, so it's automatically going to be Mechaper for that Tchina, because there's no way to be Mechalik between the two. You were only Chayav one carbon for doing Ketzira, but Tchina, so okay, now I'm bringing the carbon that I was Chayav on. There's no way to be Chayav two carbonas on that thing. So Mamela, once I'm being Mechupar from the Ketzira that I did Shigiga Shabbos, not Shigiga Malachas, I'm automatically going to be Mechupar from the Tchina that I did Shigiga Shabbos. Okay? So now it turns out that this single carbon that was really meant to be brought for Ketzira is going to be gorer along with it, is going to drag along with it a kapora on the tchina that I did, b'shigiga Shabbos. However, the kenegda b'mekom ha'omed, the tchina that stands opposite that first tchina, meaning the tchina that stands opposite the second Ketzira that was done b'shigigas melochas, never gets a kapora. Because that tchina needed a separate kapora. It was a separate shigarga. I forgot that this malacha is aser. So I need to bring a carbon on it. Completely aside from the fact that I'm also bringing a carbon for Ketzira. So it turns out a very unusual thing. The carbon that I bring now on Ketzira is makapar both for Ketzira and tchina that I did a year ago, maybe. As long as I didn't have a yediyah in between. And the second tchina that I did today, the same time that I did the Ketzira, I have to bring a separate carbon for that tchina. And I can't potter it with the korban for the ketzira.
Why do we associate the korban for the ketzira that was on the shiva shabbos? Why is it associated with the ketzira? Because also tchina done for the same shiva shabbos. It's just brought for all the malachos.
Exactly. So there's no way for me to bring a korban for half. There's no half korbans that are chayav. I am chayav a korban for all the mice that I did for shiva shabbos. So once I did it, once I brought the korban on the mice of shiva shabbos, and afkamin if I brought it on this part or that part, what's the difference? Anyway, the korban was coming was only mechliyav because of the shiva shabbos. I brought a korban on the shiva shabbos, so why shouldn't it be mekayem on the tchina? And Abaya says, no, I say, let's take a step further. Trina nani goreres trina. Geshem trina hachasi. Once this carbon is coming to be machaper on an act of trina, well, you still have to take it, you have to take it one step beyond, says Abaya, because look, you're telling me that I was only mechui of one carbon for ketiro trina. Fine, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. But once I do bring that carbon, can you tell me, please, what was that carbon machaper on? It was machaper on ketiro and trina, correct? There's no way to avoid that. That's what I did. So that must be what the carbon is mechaper. Oh, so now you're telling me that really this single carbon is mechaper for trina. Well, if it's mechaper for trina, then why in the world wouldn't it be mechaper for the second trina? How can you split the trinas?
It's the second
shkala. What?
It's the second shkala.
But all along we've said that never made any nafkamina. That, Rabbi, you've agreed with this all along. Both of us have agreed that the fact that I was chayav two karbonas, as long as they were be'alei mechad, in other words, I didn't find out in between and bring a kapara in between, that's considered to be okay if I bring one carbon on it. Just like every time I eat a piece of chalev, I'm chayav a separate carb. If I didn't find out in between, and now I go ahead and I bring one carb, I was mechaper on all of the chalev that I ate. We've all agreed to that. You're just claiming that this carbon, since it was a carbon that was miyuchet for ketira, can't be brought on tchina. So I'm asking you, if lamaita, that carbon that's brought on ketira, is mechaper for the first tchina, so then why isn't it mechaper for the second tchina? So we should be, the first tchina should be goner, the second tchina. So it comes out that if you hadn't been mechala Shabbos the first time, you would have had to bring two karbonas. But since you were in the fortunate position of having been mechala twice, you now only have to bring one karbon. Right? That's a very fascinating case. It's a nice riddle kind of case.
There was another helen. The second was a helen malacha.
What?
The second was a helen.
That never mattered, because in the end, the karbon is mechaper for what you did, not for the helen. The helen is what's mechayev of the karbon. But what the karbon is being mechaper for is not the fact that you were careless, it's the fact that you did kill a child.
So the fact that it was the second helen would have been behind you anew?
It wasn't the second helen over here.
It
was a different type of helen, but it wasn't separate in the sense that I knew about what I had done in between.
Oh.
I didn't find out in between. So I didn't become high of a carbon before and then become high of another carbon and so on, right? About what? A bias sheet to that Tina Guerrero's Tina?
No, why?
There's two separate things that we have to take into consideration. One is, what is Machayev you, the carbon? The second is, what is the carbon coming to be Machapra? Right? Now, let's say the Torah is marked with the Torah has a concept of Meisen that require Kapora. Because these Meisen are bad Meisen. What is it about you that's Machayev you to bring the Kapora for this bad Meisen? Says the Torah, well, if you were careless about a bad Meisen, then that carelessness is Machayev you to bring a carbon. And it depends. If you were careless about Shabbos, that's one carelessness. If you were careless about two malachas, that's two carelessness. Okay, very nice. But what is the carbon coming for? The fact that I was careless? Of course not. If I was careless and I didn't manage to do the malacha, right? Let's say I made a mistake and I was mekalko, so I'm not bringing a carbon for the fact that I was careless, despite the fact I tried to be mekal Shabbos, right? I'm bringing a carbon on an action that was mekalko in the world, and the carbon has to undo the damage of. Okay. So now it says Abaya, look, Rava, you agree that once you bring a carbon for chilul Shabbos, you can't separate between ketira and tchina if the basis of the carbon, I was only chayav of one for having forgotten it was Shabbos. Okay? You're not going to be mechayav me another carbon because I was also mechayav Shabbos with ketira, because the only thing that can be mechayav me two carbonas is two carelessness. So the first time there's only one carelessness. So I don't care why I brought the carbon, but it ends up that I brought a carbon on what I had done. That's all that counts. Fine. Now you're trying to tell me, okay, but that's as far as that concerns the tchina and the ksira. But I mean, the second tchina, that was a separate carelessness. You have a separate carbon. But Rabbi, you already agreed that once you bring a carbon on a specific act of chilul Shabbos, right, this malacha, that whatever it is, that it's machaper all similar acts. Now, once you agreed to me that I've got one carbon that I brought before was machaper on tchina also, because there was no way for me to be mechuyev a separate carbon on that tchina, how can I be mechuyev a separate carbon on this tchina, since tchina was already included in the first carbon? Mamela, I'd say there's two steps of grira over here. So this is mechaper on the trina and the ktira. Now the trina drags along the other trina, the second trina. Right? So it goes like this. From ktira back to the original ktira to trina, and then from trina to the second trina. Okay. Because shame trina achasi. There's only one way to bring a korban on trina. You can bring the korban on trina on Shabbos. It doesn't matter how it is, why it is you're bringing this korban. What's important is you brought a korban for trina on Shabbos. Fek the Gemara umi isle l'Rav Agrira. Now, Rav agreed with Abaye, at least insofar as that the ktira is gereres ktira, and the trina is gereres trina. Now the shaila is like this. Is it true that Rav Bichlal holds that there's a concept of gerira at all? Because you say that over here it's mechaper on trina she'ima, right? Once you bring on the ktira, Rava agreed that at least for the ktira, for the trina that's with the first ktira, you're certainly going to be goreret. Let's be mechalish and make sure that we understand how we're using the words. This is how Rashi understands it. The gerira, according to Rashi, is only referring to being gorer something else. The fact that according to Rava, the second ktira is mechaper on the first ktira is not gerira. That's just called Helen Echad. I mean, every carbon is mechaper on the same thing. We never use the word gerira for that. So according to Rashi, when it says ktira goreres ktira, that's just a loose language. In other words, we're saying ktira goreres ktira just in order to explain what's connected to what. We don't mean gorer along with the kapar that it doesn't really mean to be mechuper with it. No, that's a given. Nobody would even consider for a moment that if I'm doing two things for Helen Echad, I need a svar of gerira. It's just that that's what defines the Avera. The Avera is as many ktiras that I did in this halal. The only question is whether Rava should hold. So therefore, the first statement of Rava that ktira is gerira, ktira, trina is gerira, trina, that's not really ktira, gerira. We're not worried about that. That's just for Helen Echad. When we're asking now, is it possible that Rava really holds of gerira? The first thing that we saw that's called gerira, according to Rava, was the fact that having brought a carbon on ktira B, which was mechaper on ktira A, that was done by Elam Shabbos. And then that was also mechaper on the tchina that was done by Elam Shabbos, that's gerira. To be mechaper on tchina from ktira is gerira. It means once I'm bringing a carbon on a chilo Shabbos, which I can't separate into one type of chilo Shabbos or another, because I only did one shagaga, so that will drag along the kapora on other malachas. Does Rava hold that? I can show you Rava doesn't hold it. In fact, the Gemara, where is it here?
The high Torah.
I can't find it.
The high Torah.
Oh, thank you. When we say the Rav Agrir does Rav Ahotzik Shagrir, Baha Yitmar, doesn't it say like this? Ocha shnei zeise chelev behelem echo, minodalo ala chasmi. Because of Yocha kezayis behelem osha sheni, let's say that he eats kezayis one of chelev. And then he goes and he eats kezayis two of chelev. And then he goes and he finds out now about one, and then he goes and he eats three. And so it comes out like this, that one and two were done by Elam Echad, and two and three were done by Elam Echad. But one and three were not done by Elam Echad, because he had found out in between on number one, which means he was already high of a carbon on number one before he went ahead and ate three. So that would not, one and three should not be mechupar one on the other. Comes along Rava and says, hey, the carbon al rishon, rishon v'sheni mischad. You bring a carbon on the first one, so then, that's Be'elam Echad, says Rashi. That's called Greer. That's Elam Echad. So of course you're going to be mechaper on one and two. But Shlishi, Eino Mitzchaper, because the third one was already in a separate halama. How could you be mechaper for something in a separate halama? Hevi carbon ala Shlishi. What if you brought a carbon on the third one? When we say you brought a carbon on, we mean that you were meyakid the carbon for that mice. So Hevi carbon ala Shlishi. Then Shlishi v'sheni mitzchaper, because the second one was done. Betok v'alam of the third one, because you didn't find out in between the second and the third that you're mechuyav a carbon. But rishon eino mitzchap. Hevi korban aleim tzaihi nitchapru kulam. Vashen kein. If you're smart, you'll bring a carbon on the middle one, and then you'll be mechaper everything that was done by he'alemo, which is one and three two, because they were all done by he'alemo shalem tzaihi.
You're allowed to go.
It's up to you. Do what you want. You can make your choice, and then your carbon will work in different ways. Those who saw Namad Beis over here talks it out before. Matter of fact, he applies it to the other case of the Ksira Tchina also. Now, Abaye says, Abaye Amar Afil Hevi Carbon Alechad Mi Anischap Rukulan. Why? Because of Gerira. Because once I'm bringing a carbon on this type of thing, so I'm going to be good, as long as I didn't find out that I'm a Chuyav a Kapar on both of these things, I'm going to be gorer along with me whatever else that had been done that required such a kapara. Unless I was either mischaper before on one and only then had done it, or we'll see later on in Tzemach Lokas what is mechalik, whether the knowledge, whether the setting aside the carbon, whether the actual kapara of the carbon, that's Tzemach Lokas later. But unless one of those things occurred to be mechalik, now the chiyav of carbon, one carbon is mechaper on all. Remember the Gemara, a hand on a forehead is 1/60th of the way to sleep. So we see here a machlokas Abaye v'Rava, that Rava says I don't hold of Grira, and Abaye says he does hold of Grira. So Bishleim, in the first statement of Rava, that Ksira Gareres, Ksira Tchina Gareres, Tchina, that's not Grira. That's Behelem Echad, we have no problems with that. But this second statement, that once you're bringing on Ksira, and it's Mechapa on the first Ksira, that Ksira drags along the first Tchina, well, that's not what Rava says over here. Rava says over here, either you're bringing something on the same Halama, or you're not. There's no way that a Halama of Tchina is Shayach to a Halama of Ksira. It's only because of Grira. Why doesn't Rava hold of Grira over here? Says the Gemara, he changed his mind. Basar the Shama Me'abaye, Savra. After he heard Abaye's Kiddush, he said, ooh, that's a Gevaldik Kiddush. It makes a lot of sense. So then he said, our halakha over here, that if Ksira is Mechapa on Ksira, then it's also Mechapa on Tchina. Ah, but if he holds of Abaye, so then Nihochi Tchina Nami Tigarer Letchina. Then why doesn't he agree with Abaye that once Ksira 2 is Gorer, is Mechapa on Ksira 1, which is Gorer with the Tchina 1, why isn't Tchina 1 Gorer with the Tchina 2? Which was done for Shigigas Melochas. Because Grira Isle. Grira the Grira Lesle. He holds that you can only say one stage of Grira. So if this thing was done together with another thing from the same Sibas and Korban, I understand I can be going along. But to say that now that itself was only becoming Mechuper because there was no way for it not to be Mechuper with one Korban, so therefore that Korban now becomes Miyuchet for Tchina, so that all Tchina should be Mechuper, that I don't agree. Okay. So we have three stages. One was Stam Behelem Echad being Mechaper. One to be Mechaper, all similar things, even if it's not Behelem Echad. And one to be Mechaper, even things which are dissimilar to the basic Kapara, but are similar to anything which happens to have been Mechaper along with the original Kapara.
Maybe Rava would only be Moedet Abayin in such a case where it's the same Shem, but not when you're Gor another Shem.
What's he says Trina. Rava himself says Trina from Ketira.
No, I'm saying Chedek. We're bringing a raya from this Chazara, from Chelet, from three Achilas of Chelet, which are the same thing, which is not by Ktsira and Tchina.
So what?
So we're doing is
bring a raya that he holds Fakirne. So you're making the Kash of the Gemara stronger. Fine. You want to make it stronger? Let's call it stronger. Even the same shame, he doesn't hold Grira. Certainly doesn't hold Grira from Tchina. Okay. So he changed his mind. So now what's your problem?
Okay.
We still have to make an afkamina between the Trina, the first Trina being Gora, the second Trina, and the Ktira being Gora, the Trina. Am I right? Once we come out of the Yalzim Abaye, we have to explain why he disagrees with Abaye on this point. Now, Milsa the Pshita of Abaye Virav, Miboy Lael Reb Zera. There's something that's very clear to both Abaye and Rav, namely, that it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference why you're bringing a carbon, right? Whether you're bringing the carbon because it's Shigya Shabbos, you're bringing the carbon because Shigas Malachas. When we take a look at what the carbon is Mechaper, we make our decisions about what the carbon was Mechaper on any such similar things. We don't care what the motivation is of the carbon. That seems to be taken for granted by both the Bayan and Rava. They're only arguing about how much of this Gerira you would say. But for sure, we're not going to say, oh, wait a minute. Well, how can you compare that Ksira to this Ksira? I mean, that was a Ksira that was being done because you forgot the Yisr Ksira. That was a Ksira that was being done because you forgot the day was Shabbos. Those are different Karbonas, the different types of Averas. They have no connection to each other. Nobody, it never occurred for a moment to say such a thing. Two completely different worlds. No, it's exactly the same thing. And that, Gufa, was not at all clear to Reb Zera. The boy, Reb Zera, Mirabasi. Rabbi the boy, Mine, Reb Yirmiyah, Mirab Zera. And Reb Zera didn't know, but in any event, Reb Zera was confused about this point. What would be the din, he said, if you were kotzer, v'tochan, chatzi grogeres b'shigiyah Shabbos v'zodim malachas, v'chazer v'kotzer v'tochan, chatzi grogeres b'zodim Shabbos v'shigiyah malachas, mahu shiyitztarfu? What would be the din if, not, we didn't do what we did here, but instead what we did was only a chatzi grogeres each time. So now the question is, can I be mitzarefit or not? I did a half of a Trina, half a shear of Trina forgetting it was Shabbos. Then remembered it was Shabbos, but forgot Tchina was Aser, and did the other Chatzis Shir. So now, can I combine those two things to be Mechai of me? Because the Mice of Chil Shabbos was done. I have a full Mice of Chil Shabbos. What was the problem? The motivation for the Chil Shabbos. Was it carelessness about Shabbos or carelessness about Malachas? Malachi had started. Omar Lay, so he told them, look, Chalukin Lechatos, Vulom had started. They apparently have a completely different types, even if they had a shear for each one of them. Let's say in our case, you would have to bring a separate carbon, because one could not be Mitzchaper on the other one, apparently, right? So in other words, Reb Zera was afraid that it turns out that since if I had even done a full shear, I couldn't have been Mechaper one from the other. That means that Reb Zera feels that there was a good, when he asked this question, that there's a good chance, and in fact I told him that that's the truth, there was a good chance that since the motivation for the act was different in each case, the carbon couldn't be Mechaper from one to the other. And I have to take into consideration why I'm Chai of the carbon, not only what I'm Chai of the carbon on. Neither have I ever rubbed a hell of it. Nobody even considered that for a minute. All of a sudden we come now with a sheet that goes all the way to the bottom of the assumptions of a Chai of the carbon makes the opposite of assumption. So no, a carbon doesn't come to be Mechaper of Maisa. A carbon comes to be Mechaper on the Shkarg of this Maisa. So how can you bring a kapara, one kapara that should be Mechaper on Shigigas Shabbos, should be Mechaper on Shigigas Malachas? No comparison between the two. You see that they told Rabbi Zera that you're right, your Avamina is right. It's Chaluk in the Chatos. But wait, let's assume for a moment that it is Chaluk in the Chatos. So do you mean to tell me that Kol Hecha the Chaluk in the Chatos lo mitzdarfe? I mean, we have over here a major machlokas. But the machlokas, the answer was based on an assumption. The assumption is that if it is Chaluk in the Chatos, which neither Rabbi Rav agreed to, but if it is Chaluk in the Chatos, you can't be mitzdarf the Shir either. Correct? That's what we're assuming over here. Meaning that a maisa of tchina, of chilul Shabbos through tchina, that's being done because I forgot today is Shabbos, is not the same thing as chilul Shabbos of the same tchina, forgetting that tchina is awesome. So if I did half of the tchina in one mental state, and half in the other mental state, I didn't do chilul Shabbos at all. That's what you're saying. And your raya is because since the chatos would be different, it means that the act must be different. That we define the very act different. We're taking it a step further over here. You understand? There's three separate stages in our logic here. The first assumption was, look, a carbon comes for a maisa. The maisa couldn't care less why you did the maisa. The maisa is a maisa chil Shabbos. That's all. And therefore, when it comes for a carbon, one carbon's going to be mechaper on any other type of maisa, because why should the carbon care why you're bringing the carbon either? The next thing, the Reb Zera question is, well, I don't know now, is it true that just because the mice is the same mice, that therefore the carbon is going to be mechaper? I mean, after all, the carbon has to take into consideration why the carbon is coming. And now we're taking it another step. Hey, look, if the carbon can't be mechaper, it must mean that the mice itself is different. And that a mice of ketira of Shigas Shabbos is different than a mice of ketira of Shigas Malachas. You can't even combine half of one half of the other. And you never did a mice of Chilul Shabbos at all. So go full circle. From the assumption that definitely the mice is the same. Right? The only shaila is, okay, does that mean that the carbon is the same? And then we're saying, no, the carbon isn't even the same, and that proves that the mice isn't the same. So now we're questioning that last step. Let's say we'll grant you that the carbonates are different. Fine. Carbonates are brought for carelessness. I have to consider what the carelessness was. So does that mean that now we're going to come to redefine the maisa? And the maisa will be different? I'll prove to you that it's not true. Because vatsnan. If you eat one piece of chelev, and then you come back and eat another piece of chelev, and you didn't know anything in between, no matter how many pieces you eat, you're going to bring one carbon for chelev over the course of a year. And you didn't know in between any of these that you had done an Isser, so what? There you're chayav on every one, because every one is a different Avera, is a different Chi of Karas, you're Mechui of Achatas, and each Chi of Karas that you do, whether you found out between one and the other that you had done an Isser Karas, a carbon doesn't come to be Mechaber on an Isser Karas, a carbon is coming to be Mechaber for this particular Isser Karas. So if you did another particular Isser Karas, then you're going to be chayav on that shame Isser. But a carbon is not coming to be mechaper on this particular mice of an issacharis. So if you did a mice many times, but it's the same type of issacharis, you'd only be chayav on one, unless something happened in between to divide it, like a yediyah. Or you actually brought the carbon, then obviously you're going to have to bring another carbon. Now, zech, this is continuation of this mission. Zech chomer b'minin harbein b'min echad. looking at it this way, the fact that something is a different shame of Koras means that it's more chomer than something that's the same shame of Koras, right? Because you have to be mechayev five separate Koras and five separate chatos, and if it's the same shame Koras, I can only be mechayev one chatos. But there's also something in which the other direction is true, that it's more chomer to do something with one shame Koras than from different shame of Koras. Where? The zuchomer, b'minachai b'minim arbe, the following, is more chomer if you did it from one min than from many minim. She'im achal chatzi zayis, b'chazar v'achal chatzi zayis, mimin echad chayim. Mishnei minim potter. Now, if you had eaten two half of zeisims from the same shame, so then you'd be chayav, but you can't put together a half a zayas a chelav and a half a zayas a dam and say, okay, what's the important thing is a guy did a mice of achila of iser, and therefore he's chayav a korban for a mice achila of iser. No such thing. It's got to be a mice of achila of iser of dam. Did you eat it to zayas? No, sorry, then you don't bring your korban. Okay. So then the Gemara came along and asked on that Mishnah, what are you talking about? I mean, where in the territory is a chatzis zayis not mitzaref with a chatzis zayis? And why even bother saying this? Of course, the chatzis zayis is mitzaref with a chatzis zayis. The Omer Eish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutzni Hachlu Ma'askina Kegon Shachlo B'Shnei Tamchuyin. It's talking about that they were in two separate pots. You had pot of chelav A and pot of chelav B, and you ate a half a zayis from pot of A and another half from pot B, all within Kedei Achilas Pras. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, that the same way that if you have a separate iser, you have to bring on each iser separately, so too, separate pots are mechayev you on each chalev separately. Vaharaya, says Rabbi Yeshua, suppose you slept with two women that are usher to you. Are you going to bring one korban? And they're both usher the same way, right? So you're going to bring one korban for two women? No, because each woman is considered to be a specific thing. You slept with this woman, and you slept with that woman, even though it's the same Isser Nida on both of them, right? But nonetheless, Yachgufos Mechulakim. So it's an entirely different type of chet that you did. You can't compare one woman to another woman. So he says, well, the same thing as Jewish pots. If you have a separate pot of chelev, so you ate chelev from this pot, you have chelev from that pot. Those are two separate types of mice, because the goof in Mechulakim. Right? This is Rabbi Yoshua's for. So now, says the Gemara, this is the Kiddush of the Mishnah, that Mao de Tema, I would have thought that when Rabbi Yoshua said that you're mechuyev for eating two pieces of chela from two separate pots. So Amar Rabbi Yoshua, bein lekula, bein lechumra. That Rabbi Yoshua said, okay, in the same way that I'm telling you that you're going to be mechuyev two separate korbanas if you ate from two separate pots. So memela, I'm telling you that pots are different, you can't combine them. So too, if you eat a chatzis zayis in one pot, or a chatzis zayis in another pot, you can't combine them. And even the kula, it's true that two separate pots are non-combinable. Kamashu on the Mishnah, chatzis zayis of this, chatzis zayis of that, is considered to be mitzurah. So what do you see? You see that despite the fact that these two maisim are mechuyev in two separate korbanos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, l'shitasa, mechuyev a korban for pot A and a korban for pot B, nonetheless, where I didn't do a complete shiur, I can combine the two things into one maisim. So you, we were asking according to Rabbi Zera, you said you made an assumption that you're mechuyev two korbanos. And as a result of that assumption, she said, oh, if you're mechuyev two korbanos, you can never combine a half a grogeres of tchina from this type of carbon, which is Meshigas Abbas, with a half a shear of tchina from this type of carbon, which is Meshigas Malachas. Nonsense! Even if I grant you your assumption that I have a rubber or wrong, and that a carbon can only come on the same type of shkoga that it is, that doesn't redefine the Maisa, because over here Rabbi Yeshua says that there's two completely different carbonas for two different pots, and nonetheless, does he say, but you can't combine a half a shear from one pot with a half a shear of the other pot? No! He goes out of his way in this Mishnah to teach you that you can't combine them, and don't compare the chiyav of carbonas to the definition of the act. You did an act of achila, because you ate a chatzis zayis from each one. That's what counts. So memela, it's this third thing that you made an assumption, that memela, I also can't combine the shiurim of tchina, that we disagree with. Even if you're right that it's separate carbonas. Yeah? The chaluk in the chatos. Here we see that Rabbi Yeshua says that they're separate chatos, and nonetheless, come mitzarfin. So the same thing should be true about tchina. Fine, maybe you're right. They're separate chatos, but they're mitzarfin. Omar lei, so he told him, Mara reisha masin lavakashule. You understand all of this. You reisha lakish understand this mimer reisha lakish b'shum bar tutani. You understand to be referring to the reisha that we were talking about over here about non-sirut. And I learned not safe from my sin, leave a low kashulon. That the Gemara's kashulon is as follows. The Sefer says that Mishnei Minim Potur, and on that it asks, how in the world could I be mitzarif a half a kazayas of chalev with a half a kazayas of dam? That's a portion that I'm mitzarif. V'amarish lakish mishum bar tzutni. It doesn't mean a half a kazayas of chalev and a half a kazayas of dam, silly. Of course that's not mitzurah. It's coming to tell me a big chiddush that it's a half a kazayas of chalev and a half a kazayas of chalev. You know why it's calling it two minim? Because it's in two separate pots. And it's calling according to Rabbi Yeshua. And it's telling you that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds two separate pots, are called two separate minim. It's not mitzarif. It works out perfectly. According to what we were saying before. We're going to call it two minim. Because it's talking about chocolate b'shnei tamchuyim. Rabbi Yeshua, he d'yom tamchuyim mechalke. And the Mishnah is coming to teach me. That if something can't be mitzurah for one carbon, it can't be mitzurah to even be mechayev you on the mice that you did, it's not mitzurah. And that's what we were telling Rav Zeira. That once you agree that the ksira, two different carbonas, because one is shikas shabbos, one is shikas malachas, then you can't be mitzurah for half a shir, one today, half a shir, the other. Precisely what it says over here, according to this way of understanding the Gemara. Now, I'd like to understand, if you do say that, how you're not going to come back and understand the ratio of the Mishnah. Okay, explain it to me. You're saying that the Sefer that says that we're talking about two separate pots, and that's called Shnei Minim, right? So then the ratio, when it calls it Minachot, has to be referring to Minachot v'tamchui achot. Okay? So you mean to tell me that there's some kind of Chiddush now? I'm back to my original kasha. What is the Chiddush of telling me that Minachot v'tamchui achot, that it should be mitzarev to be a kazayas? Of course it is. There's no one in the whole world that would hold that it's not mitzarev. Tzricha l'meimar. Avaravuna, oh boy, does it tzricha l'meimar. Hachumai askin and kagon shreitzel yediyah benatayim. The chiddush is that you ate a chatzizayas and found out about it. And then you ate another chatzizayas. All over we know that if you found out about what you did before you did the next avera, nobody holds that you can bring one carbon on both things. Because the moment that you found out, that's machalik. The discussion over here by Abaye Barava was talking about where there wasn't the chi of lachatchila of bringing the carbon. We'll talk about the nafkamina between the second case of Abaye Barava in a moment. So now, I would have thought, if he found out about it, then he can't be mitzarev the first chatzizayah shogeg for the second chatzizayah shogeg because he had a yedir machalkos. And had he had a second yedir, he would have had to bring two separate carbonas if it had been a shir. So how can you put them together to bring now one kazayas? Kamashman is going like Rabbi Gamliel, domar en yedir lachatzishir. That you found out you did something means you found out you're mechayev a carbon for doing something. Not that you found out you did something wrong. So since the chatzishir is not mechayev a carbon, since we're going to be on tons of purposes, you didn't do anything. Memela, we can ignore the idea. Because what did the idea mean? Okay, I did something wrong. So what? What am I supposed to do about it now? So therefore, if I go ahead and I eat another chatzitayas, it's a big chiddush to say that the second chatzitayas is mitzvah for the first chatzitayas, even though it's the same thing and in the same pop and so on. And the chiddush is Rabbi Gamliel Tzavlok. Itma. Now, if he eats two full zeitzim of chelev, and first he finds out, because he didn't have a yedia between the two eatings. He ate the two without finding out in between. Now, first he finds out on the first one. Then he finds out about the second one. So now the shaila is, let's make it clear what's happening here. There is a din of chiluk karbonos. There's two ways you can be machalik karbonis in advance. Meaning, I found out about what I first did, so now the second thing obviously has nothing to do with what I first did, because I already had in mind that I have to bring a karbon when I first did. You can't now come and tell me that I'm a mechuyev on the second. Another way of doing it is, I did both averas, but I find out at separate stages. Right? So I find out about, say I eat two kizaisim. So first I find out about avera one, and then I find out about avera two. That's another thing that separates them. Maybe that stops me from bringing one carbon. Maybe it doesn't. I'm just talking about what would separate. Then we'll see how important these separations are. A third thing that would separate, that would make it even if you didn't hold that the second one is that having found out, I was mafresh the carbon. Having already been mafresh a carbon for a specific purpose, I cannot now use that carbon to be mechaper on another purpose. If I found out the second one, I'm going to have to be mafresh a separate carbon for it. The highest level of chiluk is obviously where I actually brought the carbon. Because where I bring a kapora, and then I go ahead and I find out about another chet that I did, so then that's a higher level of chiluk. So now, we want to know what happens if you have a yediyah bi'alma You just found out about it. Now, it's not clear here what you did as a result of finding out about it. Whether you went ahead and brought a kapara, whether you just had a theoretical finding out, whether you were a miyach at the carbon, it's not clear. It's, all it says over here is that you found out about it. Now, remember, there's something funny about this, because Abaye Barava, just a moment ago, both assumed that your finding out about it was not a problem, because that's what they were talking about, was the case of Grira when you found out about it, right? So, I mean, apparently we've assumed up until this time that finding out about something is no problem, to be mechalek the karba. So why all of a sudden now are we going to start having a machlokas? Now it's not so simple at all. So either we can say that Abaye Barava obviously hold according to the Man Yomer who says here that it's not mechalek, and that you don't need two karbanas, that it's sufficient to have one karbanas. Or you can say that Abaye Barava hold that the machlokas over here is only where you actually went and set aside the karban. If you hadn't set aside the carbon, then you don't have to worry about the fact that you knew about it. That isn't mechalek lechatos, okay? So now, forgetting about Abaye Barava for a moment, because we've been assuming all along that the fact that you knew something doesn't make any difference, forget about that. What's the din about finding out? Rabbi Yochanan says if you found out in two separate stages, you're mechuyev on each stage that you found out separately. Rabbi Yochanan says you're only mechuyev one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, because it says in the pasuk al chataso, it says vehidi karbanosi irat izim tmimani keva al chataso asher chata al chataso vehidi. So therefore, he says each chet when you find out is mechuyev you a karban. One chet al chataso, the whole chet. Rish Lakish Amar Potter, Mechataso Venislaklo. Rish Lakish says, hold on a second. It says Mechataso. So if he brought it Mechat, which means on part of his chet, then it was already Nislaklo on all of his chet. So that means that if you found out about some of what you had done, about one of the halomas, and then you go ahead and find out on the other, doesn't matter, your carbon was already Mechaper part of the chet? Mechaper on the whole chet automatically, even though you didn't know about the rest of the chet. Correct the Gemara. According to Rish Lakish, doesn't it say Al Chataso? What does he do with that? That says now you need that each specific chet needs a karma. That's talking about that I already was mechaper with the karma, and then I find out that ain't a finami. There you need a separate karma. Machinkin over here. The fact that I find out in stages doesn't make any difference. Find out all the stages you want. Rabbi Yochanan Ami Haksiv Mechatasov in Nislachlo. What is the case according to Rabbi Yochanan where you can get a kapora from half of an action and that from half of an aver, and that should be mechapor on the whole aver even when you find out in stages? Where is the case? Achamayas Kinan says Rabbi Yochanan Kigon Shalcho Kizayis Umechza. I'm sorry I'm taking so long on this plot, but you can see why it's a very central plot to get all of the issues clear in the sugi of Mechalkos. And it's not so posh, so I felt nobody would be too mocked if we consecrated another quarter of an hour for it. So, Och Mayaskina Kigon Shaoch Kizayas Umechza. Menodalo Al Kizayas. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, I have to say an unusual case. We have to say it's talking about you ate a Kizayas and a half. You found out about one of those Kizayas. Now, the fact that you found out about one of those Kizayas, so it's not Mechapa on the second one. I say it says Chataso, not Mechataso, okay? But, are you Chayav on a half a Zayas? No. Can't become Chayav on a half a Zayas. So anyway, it doesn't really make any difference, says Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because a half a Zayas that's left wouldn't be Mechayav in a separate court. Ah, problem is that then you went ahead after finding out, because of Rabbi Yochanan, Kechatzi Zayas Acher, Be'elam Osho Sheni. Before you found out about the second Chatzi Zayas, you went and you continued eating the other half a Zayas, not knowing that this piece is also Chayav. Okay? So now, Ma'o de Tema Litztarfu, I might have thought that I could now be Mitzarev, you be Mechayev, you a new carbon, because after all, I didn't know about the first Chatzis Zayas. I only was setting aside the carbon for the first Zayas that I did, not the Zayas Mechetzi. Kamashlon Mechatasov, that since you found out about this, Bishah, that you had eaten a Kazayas and a half, in a case where it's a Kazayas and a half, the first carbon is also Mechapa for the other half Kazayas. And you cannot conclude a half a Zayas from something that you're bringing a carbon on with another half a Zayas, which comes after the idea that you're mechuyev of the carbon. Okay? So this is the only case where it would make sense to say, Mechatasov. Armai Ravina Ravashi. I want to know what the machlokas is, please. Can you clarify to me between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? The siyade like kodem afrasha pligin? Are they arguing before you set aside the carbon? Is that the machlokas here? Ubaha pligin. The Marsover Yedias Machalkos, the Marsover Hafrashos Machalkos,
They're arguing about whether Yediyah alone, without setting aside a korban, is mechalik, or you need actual setting aside the korban. Maybe once you'd already set aside the korban, and you knew about it, and then you find out about the second one, Rabbi Shlokesh would say, oh, Rabbi Yochanan, I agree with you over there, for sure, you'd have to bring a separate korban. Or, to Chayav Shtayim, oh, Dilma Disyana Eliyachar Afrasha Pligi. Maybe, they're arguing, even if the Afrasha, you've already done the Afrasha, well, Pligi, Marzav Afrasha is Makasha. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, you set aside a korban, it's too late. You can't add in now other parts into this korban. Now you're going to have to bring a separate korban for the other part that you found out about afterwards. Even though they were all done by Helam Echad, sorry, it was your tough luck that you found out about it in stages, and that you were so anxious to get a kapor, you set aside the korban, jerk. You shouldn't have set aside the korban. Then you would have found out about it later. You could have had one korban with mechalkos on the whole thing. Whereas Marzav are kaporas mechalkos. Where Shlomo says, oh, what's the difference if you set it aside? You can now add more kapora into the same korban. The only time that it would be mechalkos, if you actually brought the korban. If you actually brought the korban, and then you find out about the other one, okay, then I agree, you have to bring a separate korban on the other. But on the contrary, if you hadn't even been mafrish the carbon, then Rabbi Yochanan would have told Reish Lakish, oh, of course, I agree with you. If it was just a theoretical idea, and you didn't even set aside a carbon, of course you don't have to bring two separate carbonas. So then, I'd be motivated to you. Oh, Dilma, bein bezu machlokas. Or, maybe they're arguing straight down. Maybe they're arguing doesn't make any difference if you were mafrish, if you were mechaper, if you were just knew about it. Or when we asked, if you know, we meant if you know no matter what. With kapora, with aprosha, without kapora, without aprosha, is the knowledge itself sufficient, and we're going to be machalic all the way. Omar Lay, so he told him, well, I'll tell you, Mistavra, bein bezu machlokas. It's got to be that they're arguing on all of the cases. You know why? You can tell me why. It's obvious why. Because if they're not arguing in all the cases, then why did they have to try to find a crazy case to explain each one needed to explain the other one's plausible, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, I can come up with a case. The case is where you did a kazayas and a half, found out about one kazayas, left over a half kazayas, ate another half kazayas. What? Let him just say, well, what do you think the pasuk is talking about? The pasuk is talking about where you didn't do the afrasha yet. And I was only arguing with you when you did do the afrasha, right? So obviously, since Rabbi Yochanan goes through this whole complicated explanation, I mean, not Rabbi Yochanan, but the Bnei Yeshiva, to explain, as they were writing the Gemara, to explain this, go through, the, in Rabbi Yochanan's words, this whole complicated explanation, it means that there was no alternative to this complicated explanation. And Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have turned around and said, well, it's very simple. The pasuk is talking about the case we're not arguing in. Right? And what's more, the other way around is also true. The Yitzhak, that the Kodem HaFrasha Pligi HaVlach HaFrik Shemodah Lai Rabbi Shurakish Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayav Shtayim, if you're going to tell me that the whole Machlok is only before you did HaFrasha. But after that approach, Reish Lakish is also motive. So what does the Gemara ask? What does the Pasuk mean according to you, Reish Lakish, where it says Chataso, not Mei Chataso? What are you going to do with that? Reish Lakish is saying, what do you mean, what am I going to do with that? I agree to Rabbi Yochanan. That's once you're Mafreshit, then it's okay. So Adam Mukim Lalacha Kapor, Mukim Lalacha Prasha. Why does Reish Lakish say, oh, that Pasuk? That Pasuk is talking about after Kapora. What do you mean after Kapora?